If you missed the show,
check out Montreal's number one morning show on the go.
The Nikki, Sam, and Andy replay podcast.
All right. I think a lot of people don't have time to do this these days, but if you did have the time, would you like to like sort of set the tone before you get intimate? And I'm talking, you know, maybe some candles, maybe some wine, and maybe some music as well. It's Nikki, Sam, and Andy. Good morning. So apparently everybody should be listening to music when they're getting it on. It's because music releases dopamine when we listen to music, which makes us happy. And then, of course, engaging in that other activity does the same thing. So by doing these two activities at the same time, it makes you extra happy. It's going to make it even better.
I mean, I guess it's always good to have extra dopamine in your system. I mean, I've always found it odd to listen to music while getting it on. I'm not a huge fan of it. I don't like the idea of somebody basically singing to me while I'm in that moment.
If you're focusing on the singing, then you're missing the point.
I still hear the lyrics.
It's just the background.
Well, that's why I like to have music without lyrics. I still like music. I just don't want to hear The Weeknd telling me how to get intimate with my wife. I'd rather have something, you know, I don't know if Rob, yeah. Little tantric music,
spiritual journey here.
I would rather listen to The Weeknd.
Yeah, take it from the pros, man. Like, that's what they sing
or
about.
Trey songs.
D'Angelo.
Genuine.
No, I don't R&B. Know about a pony.
Some R&B. That's what I want on the background. I'm a little concerned that you can't focus on what you're doing and have music playing with lyrics in the background.
What's going on?
That is a little concerning to me. I feel bad for your wife. Sam, what would you listen to?
Like R&B. Some Usher, you know?
Yes.
Just like, you know, that buttery, creamy voice in the background, you know, just sort of kind of setting the mood. Because a lot of times it's better than just the awkward silence, you know. And I think when you're getting into the mood,
I agree. I was going to say it sets the tone as you're leading into it as well.
Yeah. I think I do it more with women, like as I'm getting to know them, because it is better than having awkward silence. But I think as the further down you go in a relationship, like now we're almost 5 years in, and we're just lucky if we just get to the.
That's horrible though, because it's so fun in the beginning.
I should make the effort more
you're
and more.
So
now.
Right. In the beginning, when you first start dating, you take the time to do those things. You're hanging out, you're drinking wine on a Saturday night, listening to music. Yeah. But you should really take the time to do those things as the relationship progresses as well.
The romance is dead.
Oh my god.
Right.
Okay, so now I have the top 10 songs that you should never play when you're becoming intimate. Actually, a bunch of comedians came up with this list.
Oh, okay, that should be good.
And so think about it. Think about that moment, and then think about these songs sort of like coming on in the background and how it could very much kill the mood. All right, in at number 10, Hanson, Umbop.
Well, yeah.
Over. It's over, right?
I mean, just in general, don't play it.
Yeah. Maybe play it after.
Oh, it's a great song. It's a fun song.
Yeah.
But while you're driving in the summertime, not when you're making out. All right. In at number 9, and I so agree, this is actually my grandmother's song, so that's all I would be thinking about, is Amazing Grace.
Oh.
Even worse with bagpipes.
Let us give thanks for the good time we're about to have.
They might do this on the East Coast.
Yeah. You're feeling patriotic. Maybe on Canada Day.
You know, it just kind of feels like if things don't go well during your session, then maybe you play Amazing Grace.
Cue the bagpipes.
In Nova Scotia, I used to wake up every Sunday morning to bagpipes, and nothing killed the mood more, let me tell you. All right, in at number 8, the Baha Men, Who Let the Dogs Out.
Oh, God.
Yeah, that would be like jarring.
Yeah.
Okay, a new song in at number 7, the latest from Taylor Swift. You'll never
find another like me.
I think like any Taylor Swift is not what you want to be listening to again at that time.
A little too poppy.
Yeah, you want that in the car again when you're driving or you're dancing or cleaning or something like that. This is a good one. The Bare Naked Ladies in at number 6.
Oh, God. Yeah, there's nothing romantic about this song.
The worst thing about this song is you always have to sing along. So you'd be in the middle of it, and suddenly I'd be singing.
You'd be trying to go with the beat, right? 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2.
Okay. Huh? You don't need to do that. In at number 5, this would end up in tears.
Oh, again.
I know, heavy song. Oof. Heavy song. I love this song. It's obviously
beautiful.
I remember I would sing it. It would get caught in my head, stuck in my head when I was a kid, and I'd sing it. My mom would be like, "You have to stop. That is the most depressing song you could possibly be singing."
Song.
Yeah, you don't want to hear that when you're getting it on. In at number 4, oh my God, imagine.
Oh, God.
Yeah. Yeah.
Again, try going with the pace of this one. Very fast. Mommy Shark.
Maybe
you're trying to make a baby shark.
Yeah, maybe.
All right, in at number 3, I'm curious to know what you think of this one that the comedians put on the list.
Oh, that's
John Mayer, Body is a Wonderland.
Maybe like to make out to, but like, you know, to go all the way to this song, I don't know.
It's a very complimentary song.
It is. A little cheese, though.
Yeah. A little cheese ball, you're right.
A little cheesy. Yeah, I don't know. I'm torn on that one. I'm torn.
I can get by on this one.
You could, of all songs.
Yeah.
In at number two, you've got A Friend in Me by Randy Newman.
Oh, God.
Yeah, it's like friend zone while it's happening.
Oh, totally.
You have a friend in me.
Oh, God.
I think it was.
don't try to sing this while you're doing it either.
Okay. Okay, and this is the number one song that you should never be hooking up to, okay? Number one. Oh. Star Wars.
Well, hold on now. If you're both, Star Wars fans.
No.
Yeah. If you're dressing up in characters.
No.
You went to Comic-Con, you had a few too many Star Wars drinks.
Right.
No, I would not want your lightsaber anywhere near me. Like, nowhere close. Nowhere close. It's over. The date is over.
Everything you missed from Montreal's favorite morning show.
The Nikki, Sam, and Andy Replay Podcast.
Would you let someone cut your hair without a mirror in front of you so you can watch what's going on and watch the progress? You can text us at 92925. So this actually happened to me on Sunday. I couldn't get in with my regular hairdresser. It was last minute, and I just needed a blowout, so I went to another salon in the Old Port, and as she was doing it, I realized there was no... It was one of those, like, sort of blow-dry bars.
Okay.
Oh, and
okay.
I realized there was no way to see what she was doing, and I was like, okay, that's... strange. And I didn't love it because normally I'm like, oh, can you do my part on this side or whatever? But it wasn't a big deal because it was just a blowout.
Right.
But Andy, this happened to you with an actual haircut, which is a whole other story.
Yeah, it was the strangest thing. I went to a new barber yesterday in Brossard, and it was a very small place, just two chairs. It looked like it was a new shop. And every time he had mirrors, but he wouldn't let me see myself in the mirror. So every time I moved my head to look at the mirror, he would move in front of me. So I would like kind of go left over here, and then he would go left with me.
Oh, wow.
And then I go right over there, and then he would walk in front of me. And any time I did that, he would either walk in front of me or he would move my chair away from the mirror. He would turn it so I'd be facing a wall.
Was there something that he was trying to hide from you?
I don't know. It was like he lost a bet, and he was just going to... It was like he was saying, I bet you I can cut his whole hair the whole time without having him look in the mirror.
Yeah, or he didn't want you to see. He didn't want your opinion.
Well, and that's just it. I mean, so at the very end... I finally saw the finished product.
Big reveal.
And I wasn't totally happy with it. I wanted the front to be a little bit shorter. And we could have avoided that mess if I saw myself in the mirror.
Well, why didn't you go back and say, I want this to be shorter?
Well, no,
that's an easy one to fix.
Longer
is not possible.
At the very end, when I finally saw the finished product, then I said, you know, well, can we just do the front a little bit shorter?
Mm-hmm.
But it was just so weird.
I don't think I'd let someone cut my hair if I couldn't see what was going on.
Well, when you think about it, I mean, it's nice to be able to see the progress, but anything that you buy, we always get the finished product, you know? So, you know, when you buy a car, you don't necessarily have to see them make the car. You just get the car. When you're getting a haircut, you don't have to see how they're doing it. You just get the final product. And if it's not to your liking at the end, you can ask them to do little changes here and there before you get up out of the seat. But, I mean, sometimes it gives you more anxiety just... wondering where he's going to go the whole time when you're watching him.
I don't love that analogy, but you may have a point. Because I was
Thank
just
you.
Thinking about how...
No, don't give him so much credit. Hold on, no.
I was just thinking about how, like, at restaurants, like, they prepare your food. You don't get to see how they prepare your food.
And half the time, you don't want to know how they're preparing your food, right? Just give me the food.
But at the same time, you can ask for specifics, for a car or at a restaurant. You say, I'd like a little bit more spice to this. Or, you know, when you're getting a new car, you can say, you know what, I want tinted windows. So before you drive off the lot, you've got tinted windows.
And it's hard to do it when you don't have a mirror in front of you to say exactly what you want, you know?
You have to tell him beforehand as you sit down. Tell him exactly what you want, and if he's receptive and he listens well, then he'll be able to execute properly.
Sam, when's the last time you went to hairdresser?
Oh, my God. 1990.
It's in the 19.
This text says, I disagree with Sam. When I buy a car, I choose the finished product, but with my hair, I may not like the finished product, and then I have to live with it. I once had my hair styled without a mirror. I hated it. I completely redid it when I got home.
Oh, so you don't go back. That's it.
It's not that simple. This is something you truly can't really relate with, Sam, is like, because I have friends, like I said, it's not necessary. I'm not really the type. I don't know. I had some bad haircuts when I was a kid.
Yeah.
My hair was always really frizzy. Like I've had some bad hair days, months, years. But I have friends who have cried after leaving the salon.
Oh, that breaks my heart.
Yes.
Does it?
It does for a second, but then I realize like it's hair. It'll grow back over it.
You're
it's
follically all like a bad challenged. Tattoo. You can relate.
Speaking of follically challenged, Corey says I have a bald spot and I get angry when she pulls the mirror to show me. Like I didn't know it was already there. There's no need to show me.
No, they're showing like you the
the line at the back. This text from Gail says, I shave my boyfriend's hair all the time, and I tell him, keep your fingers crossed so I guess they have no mirrors.
Carolyn said, Sam, come on now. It's a service for you. You do your nails, and you see it while they're being done. That's true. You have your legs waxed, and you see it. You're right. There are some other parts you don't want to look at while they're being waxed, but you can see your legs as they're being waxed. All right, we've got Ashley on the phone. Now, Ashley, you owned a salon here and had no mirrors, right?
Yeah, that's true. I actually took all the mirrors out. I had them and then took them out. It was just too stressful dealing with people looking in the mirror, critiquing everything I did.
So you didn't want anybody like saying, telling you how they wanted their hair done, basically?
Oh, for sure. People think they know what they want, but they really don't know what they want. You know, they can give you, when you talk to somebody or you know somebody long enough, you really get the, you know, the feeling of what they need and who they are. And I've been doing it for years, or I was doing it for years. And, you know, I also know shapes of faces and bodies. And so I'm the expert here, and let me do my thing.
Mm-hmm. What about those people that actually do know what they want? Or maybe they're a first time, maybe they're a first time visitor, and they like their hair styled a certain way. You're just assuming that your way is going to be the right way?
I was getting so tired of people saying, I want my bangs shorter, and then calling me up the next day saying the bangs are too short. It always stemmed from them telling me what to do.
Putting aside, like, you know, knowing what you want, I just like the mirrors to check myself out while I was sitting in the chair because there was not much else to do. Like, what about people that just like to admire themselves while they're getting pampered? I mean, there's merit in that.
I have a mirror on the way out. You can check yourself out.
Okay, first of all, Sam doesn't even have hair, so.
That's right.
That's not exactly a thing, but I have to be honest, I'm not obsessed with my hair by any means. I'm not the type, I don't think I've ever cried after a haircut like many of my friends have. But it would freak me out sitting there not knowing what was going on. I think that could cause a little slight anxiety.
I think you just build trust with your clientele. You know, when I took the mirrors out, I probably had less new clientele coming in because, you know, but all my old clientele, they stayed. I had a very prosperous business.
I was going to say, you're not in business anymore, though.
No.
You left willingly on your own terms, right?
I absolutely left willingly on my own terms.
All right, yeah. Ashley, that is so interesting. Thank you so much for sharing with us this morning.
Okay, thank you.
All right, so we just got like at least 20 texts in a row of people saying, I don't want her to cut my hair. Noted.
Montreal's most listened to morning show on the go.
The Nikki, Sam, and Andy Replay Podcast.
Well, Justin Trudeau, our Prime Minister, has made an NBA playoff bet with U.S. Democratic House Speaker Nancy Pelosi. This is a friendly wager, of course. So if the Toronto Raptors win, Nancy Pelosi has to send Justin Trudeau a selection of San Francisco chocolate, some California wine, and a selection of California almonds and walnuts. Yeah.
You can get most of that stuff at a slightly increased price already here in Quebec, right? True. You get California wine. Yeah. Nothing interesting about that.
Kim Crawford wine. My fridge is full of it.
Walnuts?
It kind of sounds like one of those baskets you get that's like wrapped up in the clear
there's
plastic.
No thought that goes into that.
Yeah. And you never like anything that's in.
That's right.
Like the idea is good, but inside it's like never anything quite great.
It catches you with like one or two items, but the rest is all fluff.
Well, you're just trying to filler. You're trying to pass it off. Hey, does anybody want these walnuts?
Okay.
The Californian.
Sorry to anybody who's ever given us a gift like that, by the way. We love them.
And we still accept them.
All right. And then if the Golden State Warriors win the NBA Finals, Justin Trudeau is going to have to send Nancy Pelosi a gift in the U.S. So he has chosen, okay, you ready for this? And I'm questioning most of this, honestly. Peace by Chocolate Chocolates. Okay. St. Viator Bagels. That belongs on there.
Totally.
Ontario Craft Beers.
Yes.
But is Ontario even known for their beer more than any other place?
They have a lot of exceptional craft beers, I would
there's
say.
A lot of
they
craft.
So does Quebec.
So does Vancouver.
Yeah.
So does California, probably.
Yes, probably. Yes. Some dry meat.
Some cured meats.
Some dried beaver.
Yeah. Not even smoked meat, but dry meat.
Oh, yeah,
and Nanaimo bars, which are delicious.
Nice. Which I hadn't heard of before today.
That's unbelievable to me.
I know.
Somebody get this man some Nanaimo bars.
I just knew the city in Vancouver.
Oh, it's
I
didn't, so good.
Okay.
They're actually named after Nanaimo, BC.
Yeah.
Go figure. Okay.
And they're no bake. You don't have to bake these.
Oh.
They're delicious. They have like chocolate and then sometimes like some shredded coconut or nuts on the bottom.
And that cream. I don't know what that cream is. Let's call it Nanaimo cream. It is so good.
Okay. Yeah.
eat that with a spoon.
I'm salivating right now thinking about it. No, I'm embarrassed. I haven't had one since I was a child, actually. So I think he's missing some like really important things. And we're getting a lot of texts right now at 92925. There's one thing that everybody is saying definitely should have been in this basket that Justin Trudeau sends. And I'm going to get to that coming up. But what do you guys think you would have put in this gift?
I mean, we've already given them so much. We've given them the gift. Well, we have. We've given them the gift of music. We've given them the gift of comedy.
Great actors.
We've given America music?
Well, Celine Dion, Justin Bieber,
oh,
Drake,
They did
the
us
Weeknd.
A favor by taking Justin Bieber at that time. Yeah, that's true. Seriously. They did
Nickelback.
Us a favor.
I don't know. I mean, I obviously you want to, I would think, you know, poutine would be something like cheese curds, right?
Cheese curds. They last forever. They don't need to be refrigerated.
It's so foreign to them down there, right?
Yeah.
I mean, if you really want to go Canadian, I would give them like some old-timey snowshoes, you know? Maybe
what?
Like old-timey snowshoes, you know, like the wooden racket shoes with like the little, the webbed...
settlers used.
Yes, exactly. Take a trek in those if you want to feel Canadian.
Okay, that's weird.
Baby polar bear.
Send them a polar bear.
Sure.
No, animal rights activists are not like that. I wouldn't like it either.
Someone else texted a Hudson Bay blanket and some ice wine.
Oh, yeah.
That is pretty darn Canadian.
Ice wine is delicious.
It is.
I don't know if that's like specific to different. I think it's known to come from a part of Ontario. Actually, I know it's known to come from a part
the Niagara
of Ontario.
Region,
but I had
think.
It for the first time in Calgary. How Canadian of me,
oh.
right?
Mm. Why don't we send them some healthcare? How about
some
that?
Some free healthcare.
They might like that.
They don't deserve it.
That was mean to bring up in the first place, and then that joke was mean too. Okay, we're going to move on. I was thinking something more like a Tim Hortons gift card.
Oh, yeah. For sure.
Are you mocking us?
No.
What's wrong with us?
Anytime someone says Tim Hortons, like, oh, yeah. I just like, can't.
Not everybody that drinks Tim Hortons sounds like, oh, yeah,
they do to me. Sorry.
I'm offended a little.
So Tim Hortons every day.
Tim Hortons, he just said it again.
Oh, yeah.
All right, the reason we're talking about this is because Justin Trudeau has to send a gift to the Democratic House Speaker, Nancy Pelosi, in the U.S. should the Golden State Warriors win the NBA Finals.
Not going to happen, Pelosi.
It's not going to happen. And he chose some chocolate, some St. Theodore bagels. I think they belong in there for sure. Ontario craft beers.
Give them a bit of credit. There's some good beers out there.
There are, but in most of the provinces, I think there are good beers.
Yes.
And Nanaimo bars. And Nanaimo bars are delicious, and they were named after Nanaimo, BC.
The best.
But I think,
best.
Like, you need some Donair meat and some Donair sauce from the East Coast.
Absolutely.
There's nothing like it.
Oh, nice greasy Donair.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Exactly. But obviously, the number one thing that I think that they're missing, and we got, like, hundreds of texts from people saying the same thing. This is the first thing I would think of is, like, where is the maple syrup?
There it is.
The maple syrup in a glass. Maple syrup bottle that is shaped like a maple leaf, right?
It's like gold, though. I mean, it's so expensive now.
Yeah, you could have like a cup of maple syrup and dip your Nanaimo bar in it, then throw it back with some Tim Hortons coffee. Oh, that'd be the best.
You said Tim Hortons.
Oh, yeah.
Come on, Sam.
The Nikki, Sam, and Andy Replay Podcast.
Online at thebeat925.ca.
Or subscribe on iTunes and Google Play.
And live weekday mornings starting at 5:30.
Montreal's perfect mix. The Beat 925.